Blog Talk Radio.
Shepherd, shepherd, gentle shepherd, show me how to go. Help me, guide me to green pastures.
Good morning, saints, and welcome to another broadcast of the Manna from Heaven Educational Ministry of Grace Christian Church in St. Johnsville, New York. I am your teacher, your shepherd on this broadcast, and I want to invite you to open your Bibles to Psalm 102, verses 13 and 14. That is the text for this week as we make our way through this portion of the psalm starting yesterday. We started yesterday, and we're going to work our way through this text until Friday. I also want you to pull up your outlines, which are yours for the asking. All you have to do is email me at gccpastor2021@gmail.com, and we will put you on the email list, and you will get the emails each and every week. And you'll get one email, but that one email has an attachment, and in that attachment, you have the outline for the 5 days in which we'll be discussing a particular text. So let me read to you Psalm 102, verses 13 and 14. I'm going to read it to you today from the English Standard Version. As you know, when you tuned in yesterday, we read it from the King James, we read it from the English Standard Version, and we also read it from the Moffat Translation, James Moffat Translation. I'm going to read it from the English Standard Version today. And it reads like this: You, referring to God, you will arise and have pity on Zion. It is the time to favor her. The appointed time has come, for your servants hold her stones dear and have pity on her dust. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks again today for another day of life, for another day in which we can get up in the morning and be in our right mind. We pray, Lord, that you would bless us as we make our way through the text, as we make our way through your word, that you may enlighten our path and grace us with your presence as we spend a few minutes today considering your word. This we ask, this we pray, in the wonderful name of Jesus. And Holy Spirit, guide us in this lesson, we pray. Amen. Today is Tuesday, January the 4th, so let me encourage you to go to that portion of your outline. It's a five-dated outline, has five dates on it. And, of course, yesterday we talked about the author, and that was the introduction. We talked about who the author may be. We know that the psalm has no name attached to it. It's an anonymous psalm. And I have speculated that the writer of the psalm is Ezra the priest, the 5th century revivalist priest. But again, no one really knows. But the text is just an outstanding Bible verse, so much so that the Lord led me to write a little blurb on it for our monthly newsletter. It so impressed me, and I wanted to start the year by talking about this particular portion of Scripture. So we're looking at Tuesday, January the 4th, and our portion of the text that we shall be dealing with just today is that portion that says, "Thou shall arise." That's how it reads in the King James. That's how it reads in the James Moffat translation. But in the English Standard Version, it reads, "You will arise," instead of "thou will arise." So thou will arise. It's an interesting term, the word arise, because we know it is a reference to God. The psalmist here, the writer, is talking about God. How do we know that? Well, if you go to the previous verse, Psalm 102, verse 12, he's talking to the Lord. He says, "But thou, O Lord, shall endure forever, and thy remembrance unto all generations." Continuing the same sentence, he says, or continuing to speak, he says, "Thou shalt arise." So the thou of verse 13 is the same thou of verse 14, verse 12, and that is none other than the Lord. That is none other than the Lord. So he's talking to God. Now, the term arise is a very interesting term because it kind of gives the notion or the idea that God has been inactive. That's not what the author is trying to convey. God is not asleep. God is not resting. God is not sitting in a big chair, having some downtime. As you know, our God is ever active. He runs everything. Everything in this world, God runs. Everything in the worlds beyond, God runs. He runs heaven. God is working, and I'm using human terms now, 24/7. God is never inactive. He's never inactive. God is always doing something. He is omnipresent, which means he's present in every world. He's present in every corner of every world. God is everywhere. And nothing happens in every universe unless God, who is there, signs off on it. God is ever at work. And more importantly, he is ever at work in the saving of souls. Now, you know, as we discovered yesterday, that this psalm, which is a song, is also a prayer. And our theme for this week is revival. The psalmist is praying that God would revive his church. He is heartbroken. He is distraught. He is depressed, not over his finances, not over the condition of his marriage, not about some wayward child, The psalmist is distressed and heartbroken over the spiritual condition of himself and over the spiritual condition of the people of God. Religion has waned in Israel, and that has the psalmist heartbroken. The psalmist, if you read the psalm, it's like the psalmist is saying, we have lost our first love. We are experiencing the same thing that the church of Ephesus experienced in Revelation chapter 2. And this doesn't sit well with this saintly man of God. So he puts pen to parchment as the Holy Ghost is moving him to write. And he says, thou shall arise. Remember, this is a song, but it is also a prayer. It is a prayer to God. It is a plea to God that God would do something in reviving his church. So the term arise is a Hebrew verb, and you know that a verb is an action. It's an action word. It's a word that gives us it conveys the idea that something is about to happen, that somebody's about to do something. And so this somebody that's about to do something is none other than God. God is about to arise. Now, again, it's not that God's inactive, but this is strong language. This word arise, or in the Hebrew, kum, it's spelled Q-U-M. If you transliterate it from the Hebrew letters into the English language, it's spelled Q-U-M. In this context, when it applies to God, it means that God is about to do something supernatural, and whenever he does something supernatural, it is something special on behalf of his covenant people. God is about to do something supernatural. Now, there are many in the church who don't want anything supernatural. They've seen abuses of spiritual gifts. They've seen crazy people on TV claiming that they're operating in the spirit and they're doing supernatural things, and it has turned many off. Don't be afraid of God. God, when he operates in the supernatural, he is not operating like the charlatans on TV. We have nothing to fear concerning God's supernatural. So the word here, arise, in its context, conveys that the psalmist wants God to show up and do something supernatural, because it's going to take a supernatural act of God. It's going to take divine intervention to take a church that is moribund, a church that's on life support. It's going to take a supernatural intervention of God to cause this church to arise. If God arises, then the church will arise. If God doesn't come to our rescue, we will eventually flatline, and you might as well buy a casket for the church and a plot to bury her in. So, again, the psalmist sees only hope for the church in God, and that's the title of our series, God's Arising, Our Hope for 2022. And not just our hope, not just the hope of Grace Church, but it is the hope of every church across this land and across this world. If God doesn't arise, if God does not supernaturally intervene on behalf of his people, we're just doomed. Now, let me give you two examples of this Hebrew word, this Hebrew verb, kum. And I want you to read Numbers chapter 10, verses 35 and 36 with me. It's right there in your outline. And this is Almighty God arising to battle his enemies and ours. This is a prayer that Moses used to say every time the Ark of the Covenant was picked up by the Levites and the people began to march. And this is what Moses used to recite. He would say, and it came to pass that when the ark went forward, that Moses said, rise up. Now, that word, those two words, rise up, in Hebrew make up one word, and that's the verb kum. So And it came to pass that when the ark went forward, that Moses said, "Rise up, Lord, and let thy enemies be scattered." Who are the enemies of the church? Satan. Who are the enemies of the church? Demons. Who are the enemies of the church? Foul spirits. But not just Satan and demons and foul spirits, but also unsaved, unregenerate, wicked men. So as the people of God marched in their particular groups by tribe, and the Levites went forth with the ark, Moses would always say, "Clear the way, Lord." How would God clear the way? Well, he would rise up. He would flex his supernatural power to clear the path, to clear the wicked debris from the way of the people so that their way would be made straight. So Moses would say, "Rise up, Lord, let thine enemies be scattered. All those who hate thee flee from before thee." And when the ark rested, he said, "Return, O Lord, unto the many thousands of Israel. Return, O Lord, to your people." So God would be sent first. Moses would pray, "God, go ahead of us and clear the path." So you notice every time this word is used, this Hebrew verb, kum, Q-U-M, when it relates to God, it's about God doing something powerful, something extraordinary for his covenant people. And then here we have in Psalm 102, verse 13a, this is an example of God showing himself to be merciful. Notice, in the Numbers text, God is showing himself to be powerful against our enemies. But here in Psalm 102:13, God is showing himself to be merciful towards his people by what? By reviving a church that is on the downhill. So we need to pray. This is a prayer, saints. And by the way, tonight is our prayer service. We have a prayer service at 7:30 p.m. You have the information in your prayer manual, your prayer ministry manual. Let me encourage you to join us each and every Tuesday at 7:30. You don't have to leave your home. We're all doing it by phone. We're having a prayer meeting by phone. It's the wintertime. It's dark. It's cold. It's dreary, bad weather. So you don't have to leave your home. We're just encouraging everyone to gather the family around the table, to sit down, put your smartphone on speaker, and let's join in on prayer. All we're asking the saints to do is to join for 1 hour. You know, Jesus chided his disciples when he said, "Couldn't you have at least prayed 1 hour with me?" That's all we're asking, 1 hour. So join us tonight at 7:30, and I'll be back tomorrow to bring you part three in this series. I want to close today's broadcast with the song by Jim Reeves, "O Gentle Shepherd." Until tomorrow, saints, God bless you, and may the Lord be with you, and may the Lord go before you. Frightened wings of flight.
the night to claim the soul that wandered from the fold. Oh, gentle shepherd, hear my cry and save my soul. Oh, gentle shepherd, hear my lonely cry, and in thy cool green pasture let me lie beside the still clear water, lead thou me. Oh, gentle shepherd, save forever.